Spokane's only live local morning news with Chris Siebers and Teresa Lukens. This is 920 News Now.
7:42, good morning. Washington State's legislative session is in process as we've had all the news about the goings on outside of the buildings in Olympia to making sure that they do stay safe. But the legislature continues on, and every couple of weeks we'll be checking in with a different senator from the state legislature to talk about what has been going on. This morning from the 7th District, we welcome Senator Shelley Short. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing well, thank you. Talk about what's been going on. It's been an interesting couple of days to start off this session.
It has. Yesterday we were on the floor of the Senate just going over how the procedural rules of the Senate are going to, you know, move forward, and some of our concurrent resolutions, you know, between the House and the Senate. We are actually operating under what we call temporary Senate rules because of COVID and because of the virtual nature of, you know, of our session this year. And so we offered amendments to, you know, to add things in that we believed were important. And the number one was to allow the public the choice of whether to participate in person or virtually, you know, obviously within, you know, strict safety guidelines. We have been hearing from people, and I have in my district and really all across the state, that if we're going to take significant actions on like capital gains taxes and other things that really impact folks who live here, that they have a right to fully participate, and they won't have a right to fully participate this session.
Well, in fact, how will that criteria go, Shelley? Because they can sign up, and then it will be vetted by someone?
Sure. So as it happens right now, they can they can log on and actually testify virtually on committee hearings, which is a good thing. You know, we've supported that. Senate Republicans actually put that into practice several years ago. Senator Patton from the 4th District was one that really spearheaded that. And so you are right, depending on whether or not the person has access to good broadband, which we know is an issue, they will be able to participate in ways they had not before. But I'd let you know that is one piece of the process. I mean, generally there's the ability to watch from the galleries and to meet individually with members, with associations, with groups. And really it's that kind of activity that while it sounds like not a big deal, it really is when it comes to influencing or, you know, trying to add things into policy or take things away. So they are absolutely going to participate in part that they haven't been able to before virtually, but the rest of it's off limits.
All right. From the 7th District, Senator Shelley Short, letting us know what's been going on over in Olympia. We thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.